Father in heaven. They link to Roman Catholicism in here. The founder of this is praying with priests. That's a total false gospel. Evangelicalism believes you can just sin on and Jesus died for you. You know, Jesus calls you out of your sins. What is sin?
Sin is anything that's wrong in the world.
Transgression of God's word, right, is sin. And here's what it is. All the flesh that goes on and the false music and all the entertainment and the pagan holidays. All the pagan holidays. Okay, a man in a box, paid on Sunday. The word preach in the Bible means go, be a street preacher, lift up your voice and preach. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You're following the culture and you're following man-made religion. Again, Christmas and Easter, God didn't ordain those, the Roman Catholics did. Worldliness, God tells us how to live, act, talk, and dress. He does. And if you dress, live, and act like the world, are you more like the world or more like God? You're like the world. And my website, for free, I don't take people's money, I support myself, teaches you in the scriptures the difference between the world and churchianity and God's holy ways. And we do this because we love our neighbor. So if I could ever help you, you got my phone number, awesome. You got my email. I'd love to encourage you in the true faith. I hope when you go in there, I hope the Holy Spirit convicts you that this, let me tell you this. Worship, we got a bunch of young people, they're dressed, some of the women. Well, many of the women are dressed like harlots. Dressed like harlots. I didn't call them harlots. I said they dress like harlots. Yes. That means showing off their body. They say, we're going in to worship God. And the men are telling me the same thing in their muscle shirts and everything. Yes. Do you know how you worship God? You don't worship God in a music show.
Yes.
You worship God with your everyday life lived. Like if you were married, you don't just spend Friday night with your wife and have a dinner date, and then you look at other women and cheat the rest of the time. You're faithful every minute, every day. If you're a good husband and a good wife, you're faithful. This is, I'm going to go do some worship songs, all this, and it's fleshly. Romans 8 says you can't please God in the flesh. You must be in the spirit. And in the Bible, they never used all this fleshly music in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, they had a lot of instruments. You know why? You know why the Old Testament they had instruments and New Testament they didn't have instruments?
Why do they?
Because in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit's in our heart. We become the instrument when we sing. In the Old Testament, they were dead and they had to like beat on instruments to make a sound to God. No. We don't need that anymore. No. We can lift up and make a joyful noise. Ephesians tells us we're the instrument now. So it's beautiful when you study the scriptures and come out of this. This is a fleshly false way. And I have lots of articles that help people. Jesus said, few are going to find eternal life, Matthew 7. If you look at the Greek words, you know what that word few means? I've been telling everybody this because I just did a teaching on this.
I don't think I do, no.
Puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life according to Jesus Christ. Look at the thousands in there when you go in there and realize, if any, a puny few. But they got to repent and come out of this. They can't be part of it.
Gotcha.
Got any questions?
Yeah. I appreciate you doing this, and I'm glad that I was able to talk to you.
I was glad I was able to talk to you, too. What's your first name again?
Aaron.
I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie.
Awesome.
We love you all.
Absolutely.
We don't make money doing this. Why?
Totally.
We got people hating on us all the time, and I don't make money. You got to ask yourself, why did I retire early to go do this all over the country and street preach? Because
yeah.
I love God. I love my neighbor. And last thing. The media's not telling you the truth. Schools aren't telling you the truth. Churches aren't telling you the truth. These conferences aren't telling you the truth. Where do we get our truth from? The word of God, and nobody's reading. Listen, I've been waiting all day for a man that's not a mocker. I've had a mocker, many mockers come out. A man that's not a mocker to open the word of God and go, look at this. James 4:4. If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. That Greek word means you're hated. God hates those that love the world because Jesus called us what? He's coming to judge and destroy the world. So I love to go to the word of God. I'm still waiting for any man to come out with a Bible and say, hey, let's talk here right here. Everybody loves their flesh. They love the false ways. They love the pagan holidays. They love emotional music, but they don't love God. You can't worship God unless you're in spirit and in truth.
That makes a ton of sense.
It does.
I think the reason that I like my best is because I really like Bob Lenz. Him and his brother were super active in my church.
Yeah. They unite to Roman Catholics. He has a false gospel. Bob Lenz is a heretic. And unless he repents, he won't enter the kingdom of God. Because the Roman Catholics, I have a picture of him praying with a priest right on my testing of Life Fest. He's praying with a priest.
Yeah, and I think that we would disagree that Roman Catholicism is a false gospel. false gospel.
Oh, it is, because Peter is not the Pope. Peter said, I'm a fellow elder.
Yes.
That blood and wine does not literally turn into Jesus' blood. They teach you works of repentance and all these things, and the Bible doesn't teach that. Works is part of your salvation. It proves your saving faith, but not those man-made works. The works that we do, Ephesians 2, are the good works of God, which is preaching Christ, coming out of the world, living holy, not kissing the Pope's ring, not going to confession. Those are all man-made ways. So see, Bob Lentz says a total wrong gospel, total wrong. All these people that link to him, they're going to be influenced in that wrong way. And if you understand the biblical gospel, faith in Christ shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection, which means he's the way, you're willing to repent. I mean, change your mind. Turn 180. We had to come out of the world. We weren't born this way.
Yes.
We were worldly, carnal people.
Yes.
Partiers, fighters, drunks, I was.
Yeah.
Fornicator, idolater, everything. Yeah. When God gave me a new spirit, he transformed my heart and my mind. He made me, I made myself a willing vessel by my will.
Yeah.
I repented. He gave me repentance, and I grabbed it. Like if you were drowning and I throw you a life rope. Hey, Aaron, right?
Yes.
Aaron, here's the rope. Grab on. You go. I want to be saved, but I'm good. What do you got to do, Aaron?
Got to grab on the life.
Grab the rope. Jesus is the life rope. So we got to grab. That's faith and works, grabbing him. And then by his death, burial, and resurrection, we repent. We come out of the world, come out of churchianity, come out of all of our flesh and false ways. That's why I'm against this. This is flesh and false ways.
Okay.
You'll be born again. Roman Catholicism is not born again at baby dipping. Does a baby know what's happening to him?
No.
But they believe he does. No. You're born again by the Spirit of God. You get a new heart, a new mind. You don't want this no more. You're changed. If you looked at porn, even when you try to look at porn, you don't like it anymore.
Yes.
Even if you try to go back to drugs, you're miserable because the Holy Spirit's convicting you and it's not for you anymore.
Yes.
You know? And when you're born again, the fruit you're born again is not that you go to church, not that you do these life fest events. The fruit that you're born again is the Spirit of God brings you to the Word of God, holiness and obedience to the Scriptures. Hebrews 5:9, he makes the way for those who obey him. Acts 5, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him, not just anybody. And then you must endure in the faith to the end. Nobody's saved automatically for the rest of your life. You got to walk it every day. You're married, you got to endure it every day. You got a job?
Yes.
You got to endure in that. You don't show up, what happens?
You're fired.
God does not love unconditionally. That's another lie you hear. The unconditional love of God. Find me one Bible verse that says he loves unconditionally. He does not. He loves conditionally. And it's got to be by his covenant. Jesus spread out his arms and said, it is finished. His job is done.
Yes.
Guess what's not done? Our part. And we don't work our way to heaven, but works prove our saving faith. If you get married and you love your wife, the only way you're going to convince me you love your wife is if you take care of her, don't beat her, and you're not cheating on her.
Yes.
If you do those things, I'm going to go, Aaron, you're a liar. You don't love your wife.
Yeah, I really hope you don't do this.
Yeah. Is that your wife?
Fiance.
Oh, okay. So when he marries you, that's the proof that he loves you, is that faithfulness and taking care of you. But if he has two girlfriends on the side, you remember this. I'm pretty sure you're going to go, I'm not so sure Aaron loves me. But yet all the Christians say they love God because they keep sinning. And it's spiritual adultery. Think of this. That would be physical adultery.
Yes.
If we're the bride of Christ, if we're true born-again believers, we're the bride. When I go and do harlot things, which are spiritual things, Christmas, Easter, you know, dabble with demons, go into the world, it's spiritual harlotry. And you know God hates that worse than... He would hate that if worse than you cheating on her with another woman. He would hate you cheating on him with spiritual harlotry. Makes sense, doesn't it? She didn't create the universe, neither did I. He wants you accountable to him most of all, and that will make you a better husband.
Totally.
If you do it biblically.
Totally. Yeah. I think Bob Lentz would agree with pretty much all.
But he has a false gospel. If he thinks this is godly, no.
Yeah.
Bob Lentz is a worldly, heretical man. You got to come out. If you live, act, talk, dress like the world, you just told me you're the world. Jesus is coming to judge the world. Bob Lentz is promoting worldly behavior.
I think one of the least worldly things is that he's saved hundreds of thousands of people from suicide.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's say I save a guy that's starving to death. I bring him food. He has tuberculosis or whatever, and I give him medicine, and I heal him of that. Mother Teresa did a lot of that stuff.
Yes.
Did she save anybody's soul if she wasn't preaching the biblical gospel?
She didn't save people's soul. I bet that
she didn't, because she preaches a wrong gospel. Mother Teresa preached a heretical gospel. Here's my point. Think eternally, not physically. There's many organizations that aren't even Christian that help people not commit suicide.
Very true.
So if I save your physical life, but then I don't save your soul, what's going to happen to you? You're going to go to hell. Did I really help you in the long term?
That's true.
No. No, I didn't help you in the long term. So think of eternity, and Bob Lentz is a man pleaser. This is evidence of it. Thousands of people walking by. I'm still waiting for one guy. You're a nice young man. You're talking. We've seen nothing but mockers today.
Yeah.
None of the men will come and bring a Bible and go, well, show me why this isn't biblical, and I'll show them James 4:4. To be a friend of the world makes you a hated enemy of God. I'll show them Psalm 5:5, where they say, God is love. God is love. God is love. God is love, but he's also wrath and judgment. Psalm 5:5 says, God hates the... You know how that ends?
No, I haven't read Psalm 5 in a while, actually.
Psalm 5:5 says God hates the wicked. Look up that word wicked in Hebrew. You know what it means? Sinner. If you just sin willfully and you won't repent, God hates you. He loved you in Christ. If you miss the love of Christ, that's the only love there is. See, everybody thinks that the love of God is like some aura that you just like walk through and flow through. No, when you think of the love of Christ, think of Yeshua. And I say Yeshua. Do you know why I say Yeshua?
Because that's Jesus' Hebrew name.
Yeah, and you know what that Hebrew name means?
Yeah, it's a shortened form of Yehoshua, which is God saves.
Yeah, very good. Salvation. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus is salvation. Mm-hmm. So we got to cling to Jesus. And I like to tell people like Noah and the ark. Did Noah have faith in God? Did Noah have to build an ark to be rescued?
Yes, because God asked.
So God asked us to obey him. So yes. If we want salvation, we got to obey him. And I always tell people that just like Noah got in the ark, he was kept from the wrath of God. We got to be in Christ. He's an ark for us today that floats us above the wrath of God. Most of these people are swimming like right around the ark. They're in the water having fun at Flush Fest, flopping around. And God says, you got to be in the ark.
Yeah.
You got to be in Christ. They're going to be washed away on the day of judgment.
Gotcha.
So, would you like a gospel cartoon?
Sure, thanks.
Let us know how we can help you.
Totally.
Anyway,
I appreciate you guys being out here.
I hope the Holy Spirit convicts you, because you must repent and come out. No matter your intentions, no matter how nice a guy Bob Lentz is, he's probably the nicest guy in the world. If he's outside of the truth of God, he's actually a worker of Satan. Yeah. Do you realize Satan's created the world systems to deceive people?
Yeah.
Including churchianity. Think about it. God be praised. We love you.